BBC Radio York. We've heard a lot about Northern Powerhouse Rail over the last few years, with many commentators saying that the ageing rail infrastructure in the north needs to be brought up to date, and it's vital if the Prime Minister is to deliver on his promise to level up in the north. Well, today, the pressure group Transport for North have published their recommendations for the future of rail travel in our part of the country. Recommendations include a significant upgrade of the East Coast Main Line, electrification of the rail lines from Leeds and Sheffield to Hull, as well as a new line to be constructed from Manchester to Leeds via the centre of Bradford. So, is it what we need? And will any of the recommendations in the report be acted on by the government? Nina Smith is chair of independent passenger group Rail Future Yorkshire, and she joins me on the line now. Afternoon, Nina.
Good afternoon.
Is there anything new in this report? Any surprises?
There's no surprises. Can I correct something you said, that Transport for the North is not a pressure group? It's actually a statutory body. It's been set up actually to devise a recovery plan for railways in the north, which is what they're doing. So it's a really important body. I mean, we're a pressure group, but they are a statutory body, and what they say should be listened to. So it's actually very disappointing that the government has sort of basically put on hold Transport for the North submitting these proposals for Northern Powerhouse Rail. Because as you said in your introduction, these are very much needed. The railways in the north have been deprived of heavy investment for a very long time. And what Transport for the North is proposing is some really very, very good and necessary proposals. But actually, if you look at what they're proposing, they're talking about getting the spades in the ground from about 2025 onwards. And we need to do something before that. So even before their proposals, we need to get on with the full electrification and upgrading, the signalling and putting four tracks where possible of the whole of the existing Huddersfield Route main line between Leeds and Manchester, so that we can speed up journeys between York, Leeds, Manchester and Liverpool. And that's an earlier thing that needs to happen immediately. It should have happened by now, and it still hasn't started. We're really frustrated about that.
Where else needs urgent attention, Nina?
Well, getting between Sheffield and Manchester, I know that's out of Radio York's area. In terms of the East Coast Main Line, we would like to see some more capital investment around York, for example. And there needs to be a third line from Skelton Junction to York Station and extra platforms, basically to remove conflicts between different train movements so that the railway can operate much more efficiently through York and the station can attract more trains. Obviously, we want to see the introduction of the delayed northern service between York and Scarborough. We want to see, it was good that money was announced a few months ago to advance the case for a railway station at Haxby. That needs to happen. We also want to see the railway reopen between York and Beverley to try and take a lot of pressure off the A1079 road and connect those two cathedral cities again. So there's a lot that needs to be happening. Darlington was only about 20 minutes up the line from York. I mean, that needs major improvements as well, because that's a bottleneck. Doncaster's a bottleneck. So there's
long list, Nina. I'm just wondering where the money's going to come from.
Well, that's a matter of political priorities, isn't it? I mean, it's up to the governments to decide whether, they want to raise taxation to produce more money so they can spend more or not. But we are in a climate emergency. The government has passed a climate emergency act, which is a really, really good piece of legislation. Department of Transport has a decarbonisation strategy. And it really is essential that, if we are going to decarbonise, if we're going to get people out of their cars, if we're going to get lorries off the road onto the railways, we need to invest in the railways and we need to electrify the railways. We want to see the whole of the railway network in the north of England electrified, with the possible exception of the Whitby line, because electrification is cleaner, it means trains run quicker, trains run quieter, they put less pressure on the track, so track maintenance costs go down, they accelerate better, so journeys are faster. faster, they're more reliable. So railway electrification should be really high up the agenda, and the government is stalling on it, and it's not good enough.
Are you facing more challenges to try and get this work done? I'm thinking because more people are working from home now because of the pandemic, and it looks like more people are going to stay working from home. So the investment might not be there to the full capacity, or at least to what you think it should be.
It's one of the great unknowns, isn't it? Yes, there will be a permanent increase in people working at home, either for all of the week or for some of the week. We don't know the extent of it. I mean, there's recently been noises from several employers that they want their staff back in the office. So, yes, there is going to be less peak time commuting. But in some ways, that's a good thing, because of people who have done it know then the trains are horribly overcrowded in the peak periods, almost unhealthy. So that's not a bad thing. But if we look ahead, I mean, for goodness sake, I think we all hope that, you know, we're not going to have a COVID emergency for years, that we are going to bounce back out of this, that COVID will sort of eventually become something that we are all probably immunized every year against the latest mutations of it, but that life does get back to normal. We don't quite know when that will happen. I mean, the government's hoping middle of the year, but we know we can't go on forever, you know, in a sort of COVID trance state, can we? So yeah. We've got to, if we're building back better, as you've said, we've got to have the railway system that enables us to do it.
And what difference will it make to, you know, to the passengers, I suppose, if you electrify key parts of our railways and modernise them as well?
Well, it makes a difference to passengers in two ways. I mean, as citizens, it means that, you know, there's less carbon pollution going out, which means, you know, that the rate of global warming is released. We might actually manage to get within the agreed 1.5% increase by the end of the by 2050. And actually, that's quite a high rate of increase. We'll still have a lot of climate change because of that. So that's one big reason. But also, I mean, if you like, the everyday reason is electric trains are quieter. There's no pollution in the stations when you're waiting. They accelerate faster, which means journey times increase. It also means you can run more trains on a section of track. They don't wear the track out so much, which means less maintenance on the track. The electric trains need less maintenance themselves than diesel trains do. So electric trains are win-win-win. You know, we just need to get those wires up where they aren't and get electric trains under the wires.
Nina Smith, thank you for being on the show. Nina is chair of Independent Passenger Group Rail Future Yorkshire. You're listening to BBC Radio. We'll find out what's happening.